Adam Markham is the director of the Climate Impact Initiative at the Union of Concerned Scientists, the advocacy group behind the report. He's also a co-author and says he wanted to address a topic that he feels has been left out of the national conversation. He points to recent releases of the National Climate Assessment and the IPCC report, which failed to mention the impact on national landmarks.
Neither of those big scientific assessments had a section dedicated to cultural heritage and historic sites, and we felt that that was something that needed to be addressed.
Over the past 10 months, Markham and a team of researchers have worked with the National Park Service to analyze the 30 sites they chose as most at risk. In Hawaii, those include two on the west coast of the Big Island, Kaloko Honokohau and Pu'uhonua Ohonaunau. Both sites contain sacred places, ancient trails, and traditional fish ponds, which could be lost forever if sea levels continue to rise.
We're locked into a certain amount of sea level rise, and so we're definitely going to have to make some hard choices in some of these sites. We may have to move some structures. We may lose some structures.
They're already experiencing accelerated sea level rise, and with more sea level rise related to climate change, the impacts are going to grow.
That's Professor Chip Fletcher. He's the Associate Dean of the School of Ocean and Earth Science and Technology. 5 years ago, he worked on a study with National Park Service looking at the impacts of sea level rise on historic sites, like the two Big Island locations listed in the national report.
That's a very low-lying area. As sea level rises, when it rains, there are problems that develop with drainage, the rain running off. It can't soak into the ground as easily because the water table comes up. Some of the old fish pond walls, other historic features that are there, are going to be exposed to greater wave energy.
And that could mean significant changes for our coastline. Fletcher says we're already seeing upticks in water levels. On Oahu, tide gauges show a long-term rise of about 6 inches a century. On the Big Island, it's about double that, and is projected to continue rising. Molly Solomon for HPR News.